And away we go into Christmas week. Short week, couple of short weeks. And really the days in between when you have to show up, nothing happens. You're cleaning things off, maybe having a couple of meetings just to set the pace for the new year. But that's about it. We are here bringing you information, though, that'll affect you in the new year and beyond, and maybe even toward the end of the year here. The Michigan Smart Trade Alliance. What is this? It says in the press release they are to lead education effort in support of Michigan families and small businesses seeking smart, consistent trade policies. Here to join us to talk about all this from Harbor Strategic Public Affairs, our pal John Selleck. John, good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Mike. Merry Christmas to you. I had a good time, took my son to the Lions game last night, and we're there for that confusing ending where I think half the building walked out thinking the Lions won the game.
Yeah,
it turned out that didn't happen. But, you know, my son, unfortunately, somehow I raised a Steelers fan. So we were 50% happy once we got to our car last night.
How did that work, man? What happened there? Did you not have enough Lion stuff? Lion stuff in the house? Memorabilia? I don't know what.
Weirdly, I have to blame the Spartans. We were massive Michigan State fans, and when Le'Veon Bell, the running back, went to the Steelers, my son was in middle school, and he just followed him there, and he's still there. So I kind of lost him on that front, my mistake.
Ah, come on, Dad, you're doing a good job. Let's talk about this. Michigan Smart Trade Alliance. This is a brand-new group, bipartisan, I understand. Tell me a little more about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, everybody knows that the economy is incredibly important, yet it's struggling, and there's a lot of factors that go into that. And one of the things that has become very obvious this year that's important to Michigan's economy in particular are trade and tariffs. And in our political environment, it's kind of tough for business owners and people to talk about those things. So we formed this group because we think it's important for Michigan-based businesses who conduct so much trade, especially with our neighbor to the north of us, Canada. They need a place that they can come and start talking about these policies somewhere outside the political circle. We made it a bipartisan or essentially nonpartisan group so we could do that. And as we started reaching out to businesses and business advocates around Michigan, we're finding there's a huge response and need to do this. They know that smart trade is really important. We have national security interests. We've got supply chain interests. And we have local job interests. It's super important, but we need a place to be able to talk about the effects of how trade and tariffs are working right now. That impacts costs for everybody, not just for businesses, but obviously for you, me, and everybody shopping at Christmas. And then we have this gigantic trading partner right across Lake Huron and the Detroit River called Canada, and we've got to work on protecting and improving that relationship as well so that Michigan's economy can do better. Everybody here can have jobs, and our businesses here have places to export the things that they're making. Keeps us all employed and trickles all the way right down to our local main streets.
You know, it's weird because it depends on who you talk to. You start out by saying the economy is struggling, yet gas is cheaper than it's been in a long, long time. CPI numbers turned out the other day better than anybody thought they were going to be. Where's the disconnect? What's going on here? Because it seems like if you look at numbers, the economy's not as bad as people say it is. So I don't know. Where's the disconnect there?
We wanted to find out more before we went out talking to people, and we did polling all across Michigan. We used two national pollsters, one from the Democratic side of the column and one from the Republican side of the column, to ensure that nobody thought the polling was biased. And they talked to just regular Michigan voters all across, hundreds of them, across the political spectrum. And the number one thing that they're worried about and concerned about, I think you'd get this too, are that costs are still too high. We struggle with inflation and costs during the Biden administration. President Trump clearly trying to bring those costs down. But they're really aware of all the things that are still keeping daily life too expensive. And we have seen some bright spots, like you talked about on gas, and I'm glad to see that below $3 a gallon. But when we polled voters and asked them, how are you feeling about the economy? What's the number one issue? It still was costs, Mike. And when we talk about tariffs and we asked them if they understood what that is, 72%, that means three-quarters of voters, so a lot of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, all said they understood that tariffs are a tax on goods that are coming into Michigan. And we know that we buy a lot of goods that are either directly imported or they contain components that are imported. And right on that point, they understood that our auto industry, which is essentially the biggest thing that we have going here in Michigan for jobs and trickle-down economy, our auto industry depends on parts that are moving back and forth over the border between Michigan and Canada. And they want to make sure that that relationship doesn't get interrupted, because that cost of tariffs that becomes a tax, they don't think the businesses pay for it. 64% of the voters we talk to understand that consumers are the one that will end up paying that quote-unquote tax in the end, and they know that that's a cost increase. So they're looking for a strong supply chain. So they're looking for national security and for us to negotiate tough with people who are countries who are messing with our country's economy. But they need to see costs come down. And so they are concerned, businesses are concerned, that tariffs and inconsistent trade policies right now are making it difficult to bring costs down.
I think, was there any support for certain tariffs? Because if you just say tariffs, a blanket across the board, then it becomes, because they're not all created equal, right? Is there any talk of, yeah, well, that tariff might be okay because there's just this big imbalance? Any of that?
Yeah, exactly. Even our group is not against tariffs. We know that tariffs need to be used strategically as a tool. And I think we have some industries in Michigan where other countries do things like illegal dumping, essentially, where maybe it's a specialty fruit item or something like that, where they're growing it and subsidizing the cost and dropping it into the United States and into Michigan. We saw that with steel in the past, with other countries doing that to us. And the voters recognize that, and they want us to be able to, like I said, negotiate tough with countries that are not playing fair, that are not allowing us to level the playing field. But what we've seen this year is a lot of really high tariffs put in that are affecting Michigan in a negative way. And when we think about other states, there's not many that have a more important trading relationship with a huge country right next door to us like Canada. The auto industry in particular is so wrapped up in parts that are moving back and forth across the border at the Ambassador Bridge, the new Gordie Howe Bridge that's going to be opening soon, the Blue Water Bridge, and perhaps the one even up at Sault Ste. Marie. They know that we have to protect that and not disrupt that relationship, because all of us have friends, family, neighbors in the auto industry that depend on those jobs. Those good-paying jobs had those trickle-down effects into our local economies, even here, especially at Christmas, people going out to eat, people buying things. And it's not even the autos, Mike. We have to think about our agriculture industry sends out billions of dollars worth of food to other countries all the time, and that's being disrupted right now because of the tariff wars, and we have to take that into account. Our tourism industry has been affected. We've seen them reporting a sharp reduction in travel from folks from Canada into Michigan. It even affects our hotel industry in the sense that every time you build a new hotel, and we see a lot of those going up in places like Traverse City and Holland and the other Lake Michigan shoreline communities, they're having trouble because when they buy all the furniture and a lot of the items and construction materials that go into those buildings, which we see as progress and economic development, those costs are going up because of imported goods that we have to bring in. So all we're trying to do right now is create an open space for businesses and business advocates to be able to actually talk about this in a way that's not political, Mike, because we know there are plenty of politicians that kind of play both sides of the fence. We've seen Democrats who want their cake and want to be able to eat it, too. They're saying, hey, we need tariffs to punish foreign countries for taking our jobs or corporations for moving jobs. But at the same time, they're attacking President Trump for having put tariffs in place. So they're not helping the discussion topic. There's problems on both sides. So what we want to do with this group is simply open a space where we can allow our Michigan businesses to be able to tell their stories about how tariffs are impacting them negatively, to help adjust the policies as we go forward. And we want to encourage them to come visit us at our website at smarttradealliance.com. You can find out a lot more about the Michigan Smart Trade Alliance group, and you can sign up to get updates and perhaps participate with us as we just try to create a calm, safe, quiet space to be able to discuss policy that affects so many of us.
There you go. You can sign up. Anybody can, right? Michigan Smart Trade Alliance. Give that website again real quick.
Sure thing. It's the Michigan Smart Trade Alliance, and our website is smarttradealliance.com.
And honestly, if you just Google Michigan Smart Trade Alliance, you'll find it. Sign up. You can
that's
be
great.
A part of the discussion. And that's encouraged. Hey, John, we're up on time. I appreciate it, though. I probably won't talk to you before the New Year, so Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and don't eat too much.
Same to you, Mike. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next year.
All right, pal. See ya. 1320 WILS coming up on 720. Jonathan Savage. All right, let's talk about this. This Russian general got blown up this morning. What? Wow. That had to be, the talks in Miami had to be a little uncomfortable there. Then Jessica Buenavides, the new interim superintendent for Lansing Schools, be with us too. And we got a lot of show for you yet this morning. 1320 WILS at 719. We'll be right back.